what I was thinking about when reading this chapter is, because, of course, to champion a little bit of Lupin love here, he's so ancillary in this chapter. He's just around. I don't think he actually ends up saying very much, if anything. And what I was surprised at, actually, when we were talking about how Harry and Ginny end up finding kind of that common ground and relating, when I was reading about Harry's kind of summary of what it's like to feel like you're a monster, I was like, you could have gone to Lupin. He probably would have had a lot to say about it.
Yeah, I was really wondering why, like, why there wasn't a moment between them.
Yeah.
I was really wondering about that.
Especially seeing as, you know, Harry also knows that Lupin is an authority on the dark arts and would probably possibly have some knowledge on what happened.